This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury.
I'm Arvind Yuvaraj.
We're going to have a quick update from Bursa at break, courtesy of Arvind Yuvaraj, please.
Yeah, so it is up by 0.37% at 1,500 points. Active stocks include Econframe Berhad, Vortex Consolidated Berhad, and Masing Group Berhad. The ringgit is at 4.16 against the US dollar. It is at 2.97 against the Aussie dollar and 3.06 against the Sing dollar.
Did you say it was up 37%?
0.37%.
Ah, yeah. Just double checking.
That would be something else.
That would be something else, yes. Right. Of course, we are asking you a question, and that question is, post-COVID, which of these work setups would you prefer? Would you prefer to work from home? Would you prefer a shorter work week? Or would you prefer things going back to normal or something else? You got some tweets, right?
Yeah. So we have a couple of tweets. This is from Rebel to Save the Environment, who says that work from home, but with better software and platforms. I work for a supplier of IoT, 5G and automotive test solutions provider. We still approve documents with rubber stamps and signature.
Oy, you're not on your own there.
Yeah. Yeah. Muna Arafat says, shorter work week, but do not mind extra 2 to 3 hours on work days. And Wilson says something very interesting. He says that I feel my identity is heavily linked to the work that I do. And it's not necessarily a bad thing. I love what I do, but it would be good to be recognized in different ways too, such as a home cook or self-taught mechanic. I vote shorter work week.
Speaking of which, we have a related topic, and it's about why we need to ditch the 8-hour work day for good. Working like this, it's not unrealistic to get more done in 2 hours than most people do in a day. I've got some... Okay, so with the world adjusting to post-pandemic life, everyone's talking about the new normal. But what does that mean when it comes to how we work? Coronavirus has forced us into a massive social experiment. More people than ever are working from home, using tools like Zoom to connect and adjusting to not being in an office. Yet once we get over the practical hurdles of this new normal, there's a deeper question to answer of. How should the typical workday look when there's no need for commutes, a 9-to-5 schedule, and open-plan offices? So after looking through some data and some trends and surveys from around the world, both before and during the pandemic, one thing has become clear. The new normal workday should be much shorter, right? Why the 8-hour workday shouldn't be a part of the new normal. So before the pandemic, your life most likely revolved around an 8-hour or more workday. But in the new normal, that 8-hour structure should be the first thing to go. This is argued by a bunch of people. The author Cal Newport, he wrote Deep Work. He said 3 to 4 hours of continuous, undisturbed deep work each day is all it takes to see a transformational change in our productivity and our lives. And here's why. Number one, almost no one, believe it or not, is working for 8 hours a day.
And there's a quote-unquote working for 8 hours
yes.
a day.
Yes. So let's start with some hard data very quickly. It doesn't matter how long you spend in the office. Chances are you aren't working productively for 8 hours a day. Mm-hmm. Instead, data and surveys from around the world have found that modern workers are only truly productive for a maximum of 2 hours and 50 minutes a day. But what about the other 5+ hours? They're spent on non-working activities like reading the news or social media, socializing with coworkers, taking breaks, lost to multitasking, context switching, and endless meetings. Number two, quality of work and happiness drops sharply after a certain number of hours. Even if you try to work more to make up for those lost hours, your productivity will hit a wall. And this is according to research from Stanford. And they said output and creativity sharply decline after 50 hours of working in a week. And it only gets worse the more that you work. In fact, people who work a 70-hour work week are likely to produce nothing during those 15 to 20 extra hours. Can you believe that? So all this idea of getting up at 5 a.m. and working until whatever, is completely meaningless.
Yeah,
you know, and all these people that say, you know, get up, whatever.
You have to focus on that window, so that's what they say.
Exactly. Number three, our focus is limited to blocks of between 20 and 90 minutes maximum. Mm-hmm. So the problem with long work days isn't just that we're spending too long at work, it's that we're trying to spend all that time productively. And the brain is more like a muscle than a computer. You can't load it up with tasks without giving it breaks and proper time to recover. Number four, Working fewer hours is linked to higher output, creativity, and even health. Mm-hmm. That's something that I Ching just touched on just a few minutes. Now, how to build a four-hour new normal workday and still get tasks done very quickly. So how do you create this? There are forces at play, both internal and external, that will make it hard to stick to your new normal, even if you know it's better for your health. Here's a step-by-step process. Start by understanding your productivity baseline. What gets measured gets improved. If you want to save money, you track your spending. If you want shorter, more efficient workdays, you need to track your time. Hmm. It's a great tool for understanding where your time is going, uncovering distractions, and building a better schedule. But more importantly, tracking your time helps you understand what a good day actually looks like for you. You need to find your productivity data in the new normal. Things like how long do you actually work most days? This will most likely be lower than you think, believe it or not, and tell your manager that as well when you have this discussion with them. Mm-hmm. Productivity by the time of the day, when are you most productive? You need to know that. You need to know the time spent on your core work. How long do you spend on your most important work? You need to know how much time you spend in communication. And when are your most distracted hours? When and how much are you losing focus? You can't be productive all day, as we've just said.
Yeah.
And then you need to rewire your brain for focus. So for most people, seeing their personal data is a light bulb moment. Even if you're working 8 hours plus a day, you're probably lucky to get 2+ hours of time for your most important work. So it's all about tracking your time and tracking your data and looking at it and thinking, okay, this is when I'm good, this is when I'm not so good. Mm-hmm. And these are discussions that, you know, internally and amongst teams they need to be having, because you work differently to me, I work differently to you, as does Audrey and Frida and Christine and everybody. Mm-hmm. We all have a different way of working. We all know when we're good and where we're good at doing things. I know I'm particularly much more productive when I'm working from home. Mm-hmm. I know that, you know, and that's something that I'm aware of. And so I take advantage of that and get my stuff done in that window, so to speak.
Yeah.
But you also need to take a very long look at your priorities, you know, and stuff like talk to your manager or your team, be open about what's on your plate and ask for advice. And if that doesn't help, you know, look at things like scheduling your day around your peak productive hours, setting limits on your communication time. Embrace active rest. That's something that we've spoken about a lot. Talk about your new normal with the rest of your team and how you need to look at it. And, you know, we're in this stage now, as we said earlier on in the show. Why, you know, choose a new normal with the same mistakes that we've done in the past? You know, we know that it doesn't work. We know that it leads to burnout. We know that it leads to expensive cities and bad transportation, all of these little things. These are things that we can change, whether or not it's from a shorter work day or a shorter work week. Mm-hmm. All these things will be advantageous to us as a species and as a planet in the long term.
And we've tested it, like we put it to the test, and we know that it works.
We know it works.
Yeah, so why not, right?
It's just that change of mindset, right? Mm.
I love this. I love that it sort of shortens that 8-hour work week, because that's another default. Yeah. Like we spoke about the 5-day work week.
Yeah.
The 8-hour work day is another default. We say like 9 to 5, yeah, or, you know, we say 9 to whatever it is. It's hard to come out of that block.
Yeah.
And I think we've covered the topic before where people, like companies who don't impose that, feel like the employees are taking advantage of them, or, you know, they're not using their time or not using the time that they're being paid for. So that's another thing.
It's almost like you're just renting that person to be in the office.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, that's the be all and end all of it, right?
Yeah, as long as they're physically there.
Yeah. Mm. Right. With that in mind, it's time for a break. We're asking you this question, though. What would you prefer things to be like post-COVID in terms of your work setup? Would you prefer to work from home? Would you prefer a shorter work week? Would you prefer for things to go back to normal? Or would you prefer something else? And do let us know. And is that something else maybe getting rid of the 8-hour work day?
Mm.
Let us know. Time for that break. We've got some music. It is REM with What's the Frequency, Kenneth? Then our final story of the day from Arvin is working from home and our dependence on technology and how things are changing there. We'll be right back here on Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.